preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make
no, you can't starve us out. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. James Kelso here on a Thursday evening, January 4th, 2024. I know I'm going to say 2023. Some point in the next short while, but it is the 4th and 1/4/24. We're on for an hour, as we are Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And thank you for joining us. It's a live show, and you're invited to call in. It's area code 512. That's the area code deep in the heart of Texas, Round Rock, Texas, where Republic Broadcasting Network is located. That's where you can send your support. And how to do it, you can find out at republicbroadcasting.org. It's all right there for you on how to help. I'm way up here in the north, the northern part of North Dakota. And that's as far as you can go and still be in the contiguous 48 states. And but, you know, this is a warm winter. As these things go, this is a warm winter. So global warming, I wish it were real. I wish we had some global warming, but we don't. And apparently the Swedes, it all depends on the jet stream, what's going on here. The jet stream is favoring us right now because of El Nino or La Nina, one or the other. The Swedes are catching the other end of it, and apparently they're having temperatures as low as minus 40. Up here it's only, let's see, I'll look at my weather station, 23, a balmy 23 degrees. Whew, break out in a sweat just thinking about it. But that's outside, and the thing in the winter in these northern locations, you don't spend a lot of time outside in the winter. You come inside. You sit around the fireside. Tell family stories. It's nice and warm and toasty inside. So thank you for joining the show, and let us proceed with the Trump Phenomenon, the umpteenth episode. And the Trump Phenomenon, you know, little did we know when we started this show, the Trump Phenomenon would be not only still going, I mean, we're talking 2015, so this is 9 years later, 8 or 9 years later. The Trump Phenomenon is still roaring, and more importantly than ever before. I mean, it's amazing. It is a phenomenon. So let us take a look at what's happening in our Trump universe tonight. There's a message from the president. Let me see if I can play that for you here and hit refresh. I just listened to it a second ago myself, and something didn't click on You know, when you're running a website, you know, posts come, posts go, they go up, they go down. You have glitches, you make mistakes. If you've ever run a website, you know how this works. And I think somebody is having a glitch at truthsocial.com right now. As a matter of fact, don't go there to check. And of course, something else you know about, if you've ever run a Patriot website, you are always under attack. Always. It's unrelenting. And it's vicious. It's nasty. So there are teams of people out there, the communist turds who infest our world. They're out there constantly attacking any Patriot website, doing anything they can to disrupt it, disorganize it, bankrupt it. I had a hell of a website one time, and they destroyed it. This is my umpteenth incarnation in the Patriot world, after having lost some websites to this phenomenon I'm speaking of, and not the Trump phenomenon. I'm talking about the commie phenomenon. Let's just see what's going on here. I'm just curious why I am having trouble getting a signal here. I just listened to a message from the president, and I just lost it. We'll come back to it. Now, what you have in the background of websites like this, like truthsocial.com, you've got a team of administrators, techies, geeks who are making things possible. Just as with this show, we have a producer down there in Round Rock, Mike. He's making things happen. So he has to fend off the attacks. Not I. I don't. He does all of that. And every Patriot website has to have geeks, techies, and people who know what they're doing on the internet to defend our chance. This is our little bitty window of that we can get through the media, the torrent of media lies. So let's go. I'm going to bail out of Truth Social right now and come back to it in a bit, hoping that the techies there will have sorted out whatever the heck is going on. And let's just see what's going on over some of my other favorite websites. And here's what I do. I'll sort of give you my routine. If I want to see what's going on in the world, first thing I check is thegatewaypundit.com. Thegatewaypundit.com. I'll set that up, and I'll get my next tab here set up. My next tab I'm going to set up is revolver.news. Type it in here. All right. Got an array of computers around me here. So there's revolver.news. That's up and fresh. Then another one, not as great. Not as great a place as these is Breitbart News. Breitbart was really, really good. But I think it's had a little bit of fraying around the edges. There we go. That was an ad. So let's go now. Let's put Breitbart up, because they still have good stuff. Not as good as Revolver or the Gateway Pundit. So now I've got these up. So that gives me, those are little windows on the truth. Another one that's good that I've added to my repertoire is it's so new, I forgot the name. Okay. Now here, I did just locate a tab I just opened here. This is this letter from American military, which is to all of us, but it's also a challenge. It's a letter to the flag and general staffs from hundreds of military, retired and current serving. And, you know, this letter has wonderful prose. Our nation was once great because it was good. It was built on moral principles, founded in natural law. And yet, the recent acceleration of moral relativism has us headed towards a precipitous implosion. That's a good thing. We were studying that few nights ago. So here we go at the Gateway Pundit. Breaking. New cache of Epstein documents unsealed. Ooh. Okay, now that is big. And if they, you know, you like me, all of us, did you think they would actually release the Epstein information? I didn't think so. And I think whatever they do release has been sanitized heavily. But here's the important point. This is, I believe, the underlying big, big story. And Charlie Kirk delved into this today. Charlie Kirk said the real big question, bigger question than any of the individuals that are caught up in the Epstein honey trap, the Epstein web, is who paid for Epstein? Who financed him? Somebody gave him at least hundreds of millions of dollars, and it looks like maybe billions of dollars were given to this untalented, not very smart, not a great investor, not a tycoon of any kind. He had no source of income. He was fired from a prep school teaching job, teaching math at a prep school in New England. Didn't graduate college. Had no way to make a lot of money. And all of a sudden, he's got a whole lot of money. And nobody's explained where did he get it. Except, well, there's one fellow, I'm going to remember his name in a second, who has given him hundreds of millions of dollars, including a 40 room apartment in Manhattan worth like $50 million. Just giving it to him. Transferred title for $0. So who was funding him? Well, here's when you get all the way to the end of the thing. I said this on this show years ago. Were we kind of in the vanguard there of people saying this? Jeffrey Epstein was an FBI operation. He was an FBI asset. The whole Epstein, and what's the what evidence, Kelso, what evidence is there for that? Well, who raided Little St. John Island, where his principal operation was located? Who raided his 40-room apartment in Manhattan? Who did all that raiding, got all those safes, all those DVDs, videos, thumb drives, notebooks, records? Who got all that? That's right. The FBI got all of it. They even announced it. They raided all these places, or it came out anyway. I don't know if they announced it, but it came out. They raided all of this stuff. Oh, and the sequence was this. First, they got him. Epstein became a liability. They were running him for years. And what was the idea? What was the operation? Get powerful people on video in illegal acts of sex. And now you got him. You got him. And you put that in the safe. And anytime one of these people that you now have, you bring out the video and say, hey, bozo, we've got this video of you. I'm sure it would be a shame if people saw that. You better change your vote on this. You better change what you're doing on that. And guess what? You got them. Blackmail. You got them. The biggest blackmail operation in the history of the world, run by the FBI. Epstein was just their federal agent. He was good at one thing, running a completely immoral operation, such as the Epstein operation. And when he became too public, too well-known, too many people caught on to him, they had to get rid of him, which they did. They arrested him off a plane. Put him in prison. He didn't think he was going to die. He thought he was going to get out of there. People talked to him the day he died. People talked to him, and he felt good. I'm going to get out of here. My attorneys have a good program for me. He wasn't suicidal, but he didn't live another 24 hours. Got him in prison. And while he's in prison, now raid all of his locations, get all of his stuff, kill him, get any more stuff you got to get, and sanitize the whole thing. There's a term for that. In crime, there's a term for a person that cleans up a crime scene. I don't know if it's cleanup crew. What is it called? A janitor? Really? Is that what they're called? Well, somebody whispered it with janitor. But anyway, the person that does a cleanup. So somebody did the cleanup on the Epstein operation. They're still doing it. And what they'll do is they'll release a little bit of stuff. The public won't accept complete stonewall. So they'll release a little bit. But there is going to be, what do you call it? Damage control. That's the level of cleanup they're at, damage control. So, but this headline here, Epstein, and Trump not in any way associated. Trump hated Epstein, kicked him out of his club when he tried to get in there. And what Epstein did, his specialty was finding very powerful people. And then, I mean, come on, this is as old as, what the oldest profession, okay? You bring a pretty girl into contact with a powerful man, and there you go. There you go. You got him compromised, and that's what he specialized in. So he was inviting himself to all the best parties, bringing these girls along with him and with his operative, Ghislaine Maxwell, Robert Maxwell's daughter, Robert Maxwell, who mysteriously disappeared off the back of his own boat. Huh? What happened to him? Was he murdered? What happened to Robert Maxwell? He was in this up to his eyeballs. So this sort of thing. So this is the biggest blackmail operation in history in the world. Who's involved? Well, we know the FBI is involved because they're the ones who did the janitor work, the cleanup work, the cleaning crew. And, and has anything surfaced out of the FBI? Has anything been publicized or released? Or No. They've been scrubbing it and sanitizing it now for years. So that's the story going on. You know, as I said in the show last night, there's so much going on. We can't keep track. We're going to be bombarded. We're all going to be on sensory overload from all the different chaos inflicted upon us. The border completely out of control. Your head is going to spin. Your brain is going to explode from all that's going on. How about China launching a war in the nuclear war in Asia? How about World War III in Ukraine? How about all of your dollar savings imploding? How about everything happening all at once? Business is closing. How about it's now illegal to own a gasoline stove, or it's illegal to have an internal combustion engine, or you can't, can you afford an airplane ticket? I mean, I can't anymore. I don't think I'll ever fly anywhere, ever again, anywhere, unless Donald Trump wins and brings America, at least partially brings America back. Have you seen the airfares? You have to be rich to be able to get on a plane. So with all of that going on, then the idea is to break your morale, break you down, wear you down, discourage you, you give up. No, that's not what we're going to do. We're going to fight all the way. And not going to go quietly into that dark night. How far did I get? I read the first story off of the Gateway Pundit. Okay, let's look at some more stories. First of all, I'm going to go back and look over at truthsocial.com because this is the first time I've seen them glitched. I don't know what the glitch was. It's loading for me, but it's not giving me. I'm sure this is not what Donald Trump put up. The best of the free life is still yet. I'll come back. I'll work on this during the break. You come back. We'll see you right after the break. Thank you.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245. Broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big bad Donald John Trump, that is. And, okay, I just solved the mystery here during the break. There's no glitch happening at truesocial.com. Everything's running smooth as silk, like a Swiss watch. And what's actually happening, I thought I mistook it for a glitch. It's not. Donald Trump is lowering the boom on E. Jean Carroll, who is this perverted, crazy, fully paid for left-wing Trump hater who has filed false charges against Donald Trump that she was, you know, whatever, raped or whatever in the women's dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman 30 years ago. Before most of you were born, it's all made up. And here's the nature of lawfare: you get in front of a Trump-hating judge, with or without a Trump-hating jury. You get a Trump-hating prosecutor. You get a Trump-hating. You get your plaintiff who will file false criminal or civil charges against Donald Trump or any other. Pick your patriot, you know, Charlie Kirk, you name any patriot, they'll file charges against him and conduct lawfare. So what Donald Trump's doing here, and the reason I was seeing post after post, I thought it was something was malfunctioning. It's not. My brain was malfunctioning. It's Donald Trump lowering the boom on E. Jean Carroll with post after post after post about her and about her attacks on him. And it's actually devastatingly Trumpian and effective just a complete tearing apart of the mountain of lies coming out of that woman's mind. But now we get down. Here's the post I wanted to play for you. And these were all stacked up. The president just put all these on. I mean, there are dozens and dozens of posts. So E. Jean Carroll is not the thing I want to talk about tonight. I did talk about her just a little bit right there. I want to go to this, which I saw only minutes ago. I saw this and I wanted to play it for you. It's a little piece, a little video spot by the president concerning the upcoming Iowa caucuses. So listen to this. This is Donald Trump talking to all of us tonight.
Hello, Iowa Patriots. This is President Donald J. Trump. We are only weeks away from making history and winning Iowa's first in the nation caucus. This will be the most important election come November that our country has ever had. Our country is going down the tubes, to put it mildly, and we're going to bring it back and we're going to make it great again. We want to win big in Iowa so we can focus all of our energy and resources on beating crooked Joe Biden and taking our country back from the radical left. To do that, I need my most dedicated supporters to fight alongside of me and serve as my Trump caucus captain. So important on Monday, January 15th at 7 p.m. Trump caucus captains are the most important volunteers for my campaign in Iowa. And you can actually say elsewhere, because as you know, by making it first in the nation, I've made Iowa very, very important. And that's the way we're going to keep it. They serve as my voice at the precinct caucuses and also get other supporters pledged to turn out to vote on caucus night on Monday, January 15th. Caucus captains play a critical role in the America First movement. Through their efforts on the ground in Iowa, we will take the first step toward defeating the radical left and evicting crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country and the most incompetent president in the history of our country. From the White House. He's going to be out of the White House. We have no choice.
You know, I might insert right there, pardon me for interrupting this great man. You might say of Joe Biden, he's the worst president in American history, hands down. He is a candidate for this title, most evil person ever in the universe. How about that? I mean, he's in the running. Absolute pure evil, Joe Biden. And of course, he's competing against other people all around him who match his level of evil, but they aren't as powerful as he is. But let's go on. Let's listen to the president. Heck with Kelso. Here's another minute of the greatest man in American history.
We won't have a country left. If you're willing to step up and serve as a volunteer caucus captain for my campaign on January 15th, visit ia.donaldjtrump.com to sign up as a Trump caucus captain. Very important indeed. I need you to lead the charge on the ground in Iowa as we fight to defeat the establishment politicians that are doing everything they can to stop our movement, the greatest movement in the history of politics in our nation. Remember, in the end, they're not coming after me. They're coming after you. And I just happen to be standing in their way. This is why we must win in Iowa, end the Republican primary quickly, and move on to beating Joe Biden so we can make America great again. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
There you go. And that's now the website I go to update myself. Well, let's take a break and we'll come right back to where I go right after this break.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
James, are you there? Come in, James.
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful.
Speaking of backstabbing ingrates, have you heard of this Cassidy Hutchinson, who's some sort of star witness?
Yeah.
And
she's incredible. Dead.
Yeah. I was forced by the Trump team to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Now, I'm glad you... Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you see her face? Look at her face.
Yeah. And oh no. Just these liars. You know, they all have it on their face. Bill Barr, Mike Pence. These liars. All there's a spiritual discernment that a good person has when they look into the eyes of a liar like these people.
Yeah.
And it's not written right in there, but many times I guess you see it after the fact. When you look at them after the fact, when you find out one of these traitors. You see it. It's there. It's there in that face. And if we only had more spiritual discernment, we'd see it, you know, before they spring their traps on us. But I'm really glad that you arrived here, James, because you have such good knowledge on China, Chinese history. And I want to bring up something here that's I don't talk about enough, partly because I don't know enough about it. But there is a tremendous patriot, and I'm going to mess up his name and so on. I'm looking at his article on Wikipedia, of course, which is a wall-to-wall lies, but there are little bits of truth in there from which I can I can ferret out parts of his biography. But the man's name is Guo Wengui, and that's spelled in our alphabet G-U-O, Guo. He was born in Shandong, yeah. China, and the last name is Wengui, W-E-N-G-U-I. And I'll bet most of the people listening to my voice may have never heard of Guo Wengui. I hope you don't forget that name. There are other versions of his name that have been anglicized. A name he's used is Miles, M-I-L-E-S, Miles Guo, using the same name. And the Chinese names, could first and second name, can be reversed in order from what we're used to. He also uses the name Miles Guo, a little more anglicized. And so I'll give you those two names. And he's 55 years old, according to this, between 53 and 55, born in Shandong, China. And I'll read you a little bit of his biography, but he's an incredibly important patriot. And I'll read you this sentence from the bio here. He says, Guo claims to be a whistleblower, but some of his statements were unable to be verified by newspapers such as the New York Times. Now, by the way, that's so completely ungrammatical. A statement is not able to do anything. You know, a statement were unable to be verified? No. I mean, they can't even write anymore. But between 2018 and 2020, Guo launched two media projects with Steve Bannon. In 2021, Guo reached a settlement with the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, to pay $539 million in refunds and fines in connection with illegal fundraising for the companies. It's his companies. But here's this one. This is very important. This needs to worry all of us. In March of 2023, Guo was arrested by U.S. federal authorities on fraud charges. And as far as I know, he's still in prison somewhere. And this is a billionaire. This is a guy who can afford any number of attorneys and all of the appurtenances. He's in prison. Now, I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't so much as spat on the sidewalk. He has no crimes. He's done nothing wrong. And that Securities and Exchange Commission thing, if he paid $539 million, that was, that was just punishment. In the same way that Donald Trump, he had to pay this woman, E. Jean Carroll. He's had to pay her millions of dollars over nothing. He never saw her. He doesn't know her. But, he raped her 30 years ago in the women's dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman. You know, that's a guy like Donald Trump. That's, you know, if you're a millionaire like Donald Trump, that's where you like to hang out, is in the women's dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman. And on top of that, E. Jean Carroll is, you know, well, in any event. So Guo Wengui, he didn't do anything wrong to anybody. But the Chinese communists, they want him dead. They want him in jail. They've got that. He left China. He fled China when he got word that the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, was about to disappear him. So he had to get out of China before they killed him. And he's been a key person bankrolling people like Steve Bannon, as far as I can tell, and funding things like the Falun Gong in America and in China, who are the Chinese patriots who are fighting. And these are our deadly enemies, folks. You know, there are various little wings, little tiny niches in the patriot movement that have been touting various, this is the problem. You know, I mean, it was, how many books are we going to hear about Adam Weishaupt? You know, Adam Weishaupt is the problem. Oh, yes. And that all started. No, folks, the Chinese Communist Party has your face on a target right now, and they are able to kill you. Adam Weishaupt isn't going to kill you, and he isn't going to destroy your country. He isn't going to bring down Western civilization. The Chinese Communist Party is. And if you listen to any patriot broadcaster, videographer, writer, who's not talking about the mortal threat to you and your family and your descendants of the Chinese Communist Party, switch channels. Find somebody who's recognizing the actual, because this other stuff is fluff and distraction. Adam Weishaupt is not going to bring down Western civilization. The Chinese Communist Party is. It is their stated current purpose. And they have the nuclear means. They have the electromagnetic pulse means. They have the computer virus means to destroy your country, to turn off. They have the power, right? Adam Weishaupt isn't going to turn off your lights. Xi Jinping can do it right now. All he has to do is pick up a phone, make a call to whoever his top people are in the Chinese Communist Party, and your lights are going to go off. Your car won't start. Your internet is dead. Your phone won't work. You're in really deep trouble. We're in really deep trouble. And the crucial times thing, we can't mess around with this, can't play footsie with it. The Chinese Communist Party has the means to kill you. They have the motive to kill you. And then if you're Sherlock Holmes, or if you're a thinking person, okay, let's just call it that. So that's what Sherlock Holmes is, person who thinks rationally. When will they do this? In 20 years? No, they don't need. They're going to do it when they have the opportunity. And this opportunity would be, let's say, how about, what would be a good time to turn out the lights in America? How about the middle of winter? Yeah. How about when the person that you control completely, Joe Biden, is the traitor president of the United States, willing to kill our country? Is Joe Biden willing to kill America? Come on. You have any doubts? That's a thumb-sucking question. He's in control of America right now. He controls all of the agencies of the federal government. He is the commander in chief. Imagine what it's like to be Xi Jinping right now and know that your stooge, your puppet, is in control, is the commander in chief of America. Wow. How many opportunities like that are you going to get to rule the world? And that opportunity might end in November of this year. Because Donald Trump, if we hang on, Donald Trump might win the presidency in November of this year. And then he might be sworn in on January 20th, 2025. And now Xi Jinping doesn't have his boy as commander-in-chief. Remember that, commander-in-chief. So Joe Biden, he's got the nuclear football following him around everywhere. He can press the button, or he can say, no, I'm not going to press the button. Now, if you're Xi Jinping, that football is going to be handed to Donald Trump. Will Donald Trump, let's talk about deterrence. If I'm Xi Jinping and I want to launch a complete destruction of America via EMP and via computer virus and via a pandemic, am I a little deterred from doing that when I know that Donald John Trump, Big Bad John, has the nuclear football? Could Big Bad John, Donald Trump, could Donald John Trump kill me, Xi Jinping? You better believe it. You better believe it. Donald Trump, a man, a patriot, beyond George Washington, beyond Thomas Jefferson, our champion, in control of dozens of nuclear submarines prowling the ocean, uncontrolled by Xi Jinping. Right now, Xi Jinping has control over our nuclear submarine fleet. Why? Because the commander-in-chief that all of these dumbass military officers will obey. So if somebody like General Milley or General Austin gives an order, Milley's out of there now, but his replacements are in there. If they give them an order to stand down even though nuclear war is being launched against America, but don't stand down, don't do anything. These idiots will obey. Our general staff and flag staff have been completely woke compromised. Donald Trump won't stand for that. He'll find the compromised officers and bounce their asses out of the military. You watch the house cleaning that Donald Trump is going to usher in of every department of the government. Xi Jinping knows that. So here's what I'm trying to say to you, folks. These are going to be very nervous, a very nervous, less than a year period, the most nervous period ever. And the question will be, think like Xi Jinping. Do I go? Do I go? He's got all these plans. He's got all this stuff. Right now, it is acknowledged. It's not Kelso is some kind of fevered fantasy. No, thousands of military age, young, healthy Chinese obvious agents are being flooded across the border. How are they getting here? Are they just like spending their personal savings to get a ticket on Japan Airlines to get to the... No, come on. They're all approved by the CCP. They're all financed by the CCP. It doesn't happen any other way in China. You can't just book a flight out of Beijing to Mexico City and then book another one, book a train from Mexico City to El Paso. No.
Well,
it happens
CCP
only with...
now controls Panama, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
CCP controls Panama.
So question so to can, all of us, yeah. You know, for all the people worried about Adam Weishaupt, and you all know what I'm talking about, okay? Because you've all heard this speech, you know, oh, this is our problem. This is our problem. And we, so particular people with whom I've had too much to do in my own life are still spouting this nonsense. No, it's the Chinese Communist Party. And by the way, let me get this racial part of it straight. Guo Wangui is a very Chinese guy. And he's doing more to save your butt than any of these, you know, other folks.
Guo Wangui.
Yeah, Guo Wangui. And he is, and Falun Gong, which is millions of patriotic Chinese. This is the irony of it. Our survival, yours and mine, folks, may, in the end, if we win, not if we win, if we survive, if we're still breathing in 5 years, may be thanks to Chinese patriots, more than your own European version of patriots. They may do more for us because they're willing to die for their freedom. Many of them have died in China fighting the Communist Party, and they exist in America. The Epoch Times is a newspaper to which I subscribe. The Epoch Times is their newspaper. Shen Yun is a beautiful entertainment message that they send around the country. I'm going to do my best to get my kids to that performance up here in North Dakota when it comes here in April. There are many of them. They are very dedicated, and they're fighting the Chinese Communist Party in a way that only Donald Trump, like of all these idiots like Chris Christie and Mike Pence, these moron SOBs, they don't talk about the Chinese Communist threat. Donald Trump does. And he is man enough that he will stand up in a very intelligent way. He also knows not to just, you know, poke fingers in the eye of dictators. So he knows how to handle dictators. He knows how to handle the North Korean dictator. He knows how to handle Xi Jinping. And he knows how to let them know not to screw with him, with America. So we need our commander back in charge. And he's going to clean out the Aegean stables, the Herculean task. He's the only guy who could do it. There's no one else. Don't even think about anybody else who could do it. This Ron DeSantis piece of garbage. Nikki Haley. I mean, come on. You know, this is pathetic. And so we have very...
These are all the backstabbers.
Yeah, backstabbers, you know. You know, this is it, folks. This is our great, this is, you know, I'm Donald Trump is 77 and a half. He'll be 78 in June. I'm 75 and a half. I'm 2 years behind him. Also a New Yorker. I was born in Manhattan, but my folks lived in Brooklyn, right next door to Queens, where Donald Trump lived with his dad, Fred, and his mother, a McLeod. Same family that my family also. They were in Queens there. He's 77 years old. But he is like, who was the Roman general who came back from retirement? Cincinnatus. Cincinnatus came back from retirement from his farm to save Rome. And Steve Bannon talks about that often. That's where I get the good comparison. Donald Trump, at his age and his point in his life, he's come back from the farm, come back across the Tiber to save Rome. And so that's what's going on, folks. And the let's go back to our let me just read a little bit more about Guo Wenghui. And I want you folks to get focused on who the enemy actually is and who actually can kill you. Russians are not going to kill you. Vladimir Putin has no plan to destroy you or kill you. Vladimir Putin actually admires American civilization and wanted to be friends with us. And Donald Trump would have engineered that if the communists in our media and in our schools hadn't deep-sixed that whole project. Donald Trump, we would have had a wonderful friendship with Russia had Donald Trump not been destroyed by the Chinese Communist Party. Like, where did the scamdemic come from, boys and girls? Come from Russia? I don't think so. Came from the fevered mind of Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party. So Russia's not your enemy, they're your friend. And the reason that you're being asked to spend your money, to spend down your country, to bankrupt your country, to send our entire armament to the corrupt government of Ukraine, to bankrupt Western Europe's armamentariums into Ukraine, is to destroy Russia, to take apart Putin. It didn't work. This is one of the few good pieces of news we've had this year. Vladimir Putin is more stable and more popular in Russia than he has ever been. The Russian people are behind him, and thank God for the Russian people. They are, in the same way that Falun Gong is defending you and the Chinese people are defending you, the Russian people are fighting the communists who run Ukraine, who run the European Union, who run NATO. Remember, Donald Trump said, why don't we take America out of NATO? Do you realize that your backstabbing, traitorous, treasonous government of Republican rhinos, they just passed a law prohibiting Donald Trump from removing the United States from NATO? Did you know that, James? They passed a law specifically to prevent Donald Trump, who's not even president, from all he would have had to have done is write an executive order and revoking any treaty with NATO and withdrawing America from NATO. And he would have done that. He intended to do that. But your enemies are the communists, the Chinese Communist Party. And the Communist Party is not, you know, based in Vietnam. It's not based in Russia. There's no Communist Party in Russia today. This is Russia, not the Soviet Union.
They've always been aggressive. That's the difference. The Russians are defensive, but the Chinese have always been aggressive. Yeah.
And one reason that the Russians, Vladimir Putin and the Russians, are so hated by the communists, like, what's her face? Victoria Nuland. Why does she hate Vladimir Putin and hate Russia? Why does she want to kill Russia? Because she's a damn communist. Victoria Nuland, I forget who she's married to, is another prominent communist. She wants to, the communists were run out of Russia. The Russian people saved us from the Soviet Union communists. We didn't. They did. The Russian people ran those bastards out. of Russia. So Russia, forget about whatever you know, the Russian menace, that's gone. But they're still milking it. You know, Hillary Clinton is still milking it. Russia is right now our defense. So every time I hear a story or read a story about how the Russian army beat the stuffing out of the Ukrainian army, I'm going, yippee, yippee. Russia defended itself. Russia is defending Western civilization. And they're defending the Russian people of Donbass, of Luhansk, of Donetsk, of Zaporozhye, and Kherson. They're defending their own Russian people. And the communists who are running our government, I mean, look at the reversal that's occurred. The commies aren't in Moscow, they're in Washington. So we've got friends in Vladimir Putin and the Russian people. Our civilization may depend on them, in the same way that our civilization may depend on Chinese patriots operating Falun Gong, people like Guo Wenghui. And if he's in a federal prison, his life's at extreme risk. They can do two things with him. They can kill him in the prison. Oh, he could suicide himself in prison, like Jeffrey Epstein. He could have a suicide. Okay. What do they call that in Arkansas? An Arkansas? When the Clinton's enemies disappeared?
Oh, yeah, he's probably in protective custody.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing they can do with him is simply deport him, put him on a plane, send him to Beijing, and he's gone. He'll disappear. They won't let Guo Wenghui live. But he's willing to die. He's 55 years old or 53. He's in that age group there. Some question in his bio at Wikipedia, the lying website. And so he's a young man with a lot of money, a lot of success. He was one of the wealthiest people in China. There was an opening. It's the wrong word, because that's the word that Kissinger used, the opening to China. It's the wrong word. There was a chance for freedom in China. When the Chinese Communist Party was falling apart, before they consolidated their power, there was a chance for freedom in China. The Falun Gong had over 60 million adherents. There was a bit of sunshine in China. That the person who closed that out was George Bush, Senior and Junior. Remember George Bush Senior? What was his job? He was ambassador to China before he was president. Boy, can we talk about that for a long time. We've run out of time. I hope I haven't, I don't want to depress people. I want to make this into a message of hope. We'll continue tomorrow night. James, I really appreciate you being here. See you tomorrow night, Alrighty. Folks.
Thanks again.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.